Welcome to the Marketing Mastery Workshop on DVD. This is Alain Briot, and I will be your host for the duration of this DVD. This DVD is the result of about 1 year of work assembling the knowledge that I gathered about marketing over the course of my career in photography. I have done photography for about 10 years at this time, and this knowledge covers the 10 years that I have spent selling my work and making a very good living in the process. When I started photography, I did not have that much knowledge about marketing. In fact, it would be more accurate to say that I did not have any knowledge whatsoever of marketing. For me, marketing was putting a price tag on a piece of work. It was putting a price, nothing else. I had no idea of how to market my work, how to publicize my work, how to let people know about my work, and I did not see the point of doing so. I thought that people would come to me and buy my work because it was beautiful. And so my work and my endeavor in regard to marketing was essentially to try and make the most beautiful work I can make. If it did not sell well enough, I would go and I would make more beautiful work, because I thought that the reason why it was not selling was because it wasn't good enough. And this is a very widely held belief. In other words, it wasn't just me thinking this. There is a lot of photographers who think that. And that belief is inaccurate, and that belief is something that we will go over during this DVD. Selling your work is a very critical decision, and it's also a very important endeavor. And to guarantee that you have the maximum chances of being successful in this endeavor, I have included on this DVD as many possible materials as I could think of to help you being successful. The first thing are clearly the audio files, such as the one that you are listening to now. But there is also a number of other files that are very important. First of all, on each page, you have two text files. The first one is the text and exercise file, which is provided in PDF format. And then the second one is the quick step file, which is also provided in PDF format. And both of these text files are slightly different from the audio recordings. The text file is separated in 28 steps, and each part is linked from each step. And originally this was a single text file, which is about 70 pages long, and in itself it would be plenty enough to be a text that would allow you to study photography marketing in and of itself. And that was the intent originally. And then later on I decided that I wanted to expand on that and provide audio recordings and other types of information in addition with the text files. The quick step are short notes that basically summarize what I talk about in each of the 28 steps. They summarize information, they summarize the main points, sometimes they list specific files that I want you to use, all sort of things. But the idea of a quick step is to be quick, so that you can, at a glance, go over the content of one specific step without having to re-listen to the audio or reread the text file. Think of the quick step as a summary, as a brief, succinct capsule of what the content of one step is. The other files that are available on the DVD are found in the folder called Alain Study Files, which is in the DVD, on the first folder of the DVD, in the same one as the Start Here Marketing Mastery DVD PDF startup screen. When you open this folder, you have a large number of materials that I have compiled to help you sell your work. The first one is a DVD table of content and outline, which is basically the text file that you find in each step, but this time provided as a complete text file, not broken down in 28 parts, so that you can have everything at once. And one of the most important aspects of this text file are the exercises that are available in each of the 28 steps. The second one are the quick steps cards, which are each of the quick step in PDF file. Those are also linked from a single quick step, which is the last quick step. You also have a folder of essays, and those are not linked from the DVD, at least not all of them. The reason why I included those essays is because I wanted to have on the DVD a lot of writings that I've made that are relevant to marketing. And they're not always about how to sell your work, but they're about other aspects such as how to answer customer questions, how to find a bestseller, how to display your booth for the maximum effect, how to write your artist statement, all sort of things. And for the most part, I talk about these essays in each of the steps, but I think that there is a few of them that I'm not talking about. There is a product cost calculation form, which is linked from a quick step, and I'll go over that in the quick step. They are original files of a lot of the documents that I include on the DVD. And the reason for these original files is for you to have a file that you can use by simply changing the text on the file. For example, in the Beautiful Landscape certificate, I give you the layer file in Photoshop format so that you can change my name into your name and maybe change other names, the name of my website, for example, and make this certificate yours without having to recreate a new certificate from scratch, which obviously would be a whole lot more work. This allows you to get started in the shortest amount of time possible. That is, you can open this file, the certificate file in Photoshop, change a few things here and there, maybe change the color of the background, and print it and be done, and you have a certificate of authenticity right away. You have an email list sign up form that you can just print, just change my name again. It's in Word format, so it's not locked in stone. You can change everything on it. And once printed, you can use that email list sign up form for having customers sign up for your email form when you are at shows. You have a number of sample email newsletters also in Word format. And those are very plain. I mean, there's no formatting to speak of because email formatting would not carry over into Word. And the idea here is simply for you to have sample examples of the kind of newsletters that I use to announce new work, new event to my customers. You have a gift certificate example in Photoshop format and also with layers that you can modify just like you would the other certificate of authenticity. You have marketing handouts in original format that list my guarantees, my unique points, my artist statement that, again, you can modify to fit your own needs. And then you have special offers originals, and there is quite a few of those that, again, you can change the name, the title, the website, the specifics, and make work for you without having to rewrite something from scratch. You have an example of the database that we use, the database in which we keep our customer information. You have a file of different credit card processors and machines. You have examples of marketing. You have examples of show supplies that we use. We have an example of unique selling point, unique selling proposition, USP, and we'll go over what that means in the DVD later on. You have a file about copyright. You have a file about stock pricing software. You have an example of seven mistakes that buyers make when they look at art and decide what is for them. You have examples of guarantees and warranties that I use. You have examples of products, different product ideas. Some of these products are available with these DVDs. Other products will be available later on in the update page of the DVD, which will be sent to you with this DVD and which you have already at that time. And then you have examples of artist statements, and you have examples of my shipping cost. And all of those are designed for you to study and use as points of reference for your own work, for your own marketing. And I believe that they can save you an enormous amount of time if you use them and if you make good use of them, that is, use them in an effective manner, in an active manner. And that means not just having them available, but printing them, using them in your shows, using them in your marketing. Because the eventual value of a marketing document is that you use it actively with customers. That is, you give it to customers and you have customers take advantage of it if it's a special offer, or use it in one way or another for its intended purpose.